Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You are listening to Dream to the Avalon. I'm Sally.
Diane.
Michael.
Andrew.
Rachel.
Lizzie.
Majari.
Joseph.
Vanilla.
Alias.
Sky.
CUC is a yearly singing competition, which is a tradition of our school that is 31 years old. It is featured by the paper plan and the booms of the audience.Which explains why many students are so afraid to sign up for the competition. Spring of CUC have bred a large number of celebrities and trained them to be brave and determined. Every December, the whole school will be busy preparing to get ready for the big event and celebrate our one-of-a-kind tradition. Meanwhile, Spring of CUC is a music festival in that it provides a platform for all the talented students to perform.
CUC, every October, nearly 100 clubs in four kinds, technology, art, sports, and public service build a scaffold on the Soas playground to welcome new students to enrich and inject fresh blood. Recruitment of association will last for a day. On that day, plenty of students will go there to join in the preferable ones. In the meanwhile, it can be an annually precious opportunity.Appreciate the mean of all kinds of clubs, which is also another special event of CUC. Interestingly, in order to attain more personal resources, different clubs will come up with interesting ideas to draw attention, which is almost a heated fight. Everyone will have a great fun during that day.
Pretend we are free. Promise me on New Year's.
everyone, this is Ades.
Hello, I'm Lizzie.
Today we are going to talk about the clubs in our CUC. So, Lizzie, which club did you join and what for?
Just as my self-introduction said, I love street dancing very much. Thus, the first organization I joined was the Password, which is a street dancing club. I really enjoy sweating through dancing with rhythmic music, and I enjoy staying, learning, and laughing with friends who have the same interests as me. Then, I started to go for some interviews to apply for some organizations which are more academic,Or maybe academic is not a precise word to describe it, such as student union and of course the radio COC. Once it worried me which one should I choose, the school's student union or the college student union. But finally, a senior told me the school's student union is much more busier and we can learn almost the same things in the college student union.So I chose, and I'm glad I had chose the student union in my college. And at last, I come to the radio COC. I always have a passion about English, and I believe joining the radio COC can certainly improve my English. At the same time, I can make some friends here who have the same enthusiasm of English as me. So it's my great pleasure to pass the interview and join in it. And how about you, Elias?
Well, through selection, I chose self-improvement organization in our dream to the Ivy League. I tried to enter the COC TV, but it came to an end that I failed to join it. And it's probably not a bad thing for me, I think, or else I would probably have no time for study. I want to figure out what all things works, like how the broadcast program was born and how the activity was organized, and teamwork.Joining and be part of a group help us learn how to collaborate with others better. And meeting new people. I'm in the Engineering Academy, but I know COC is more than Engineering Academy. And clubs allows me to meet with those people who have the same hobbies as I do, even more easier. And when talking about joining Radio COC, it was all because my love for this charming language.
Oh, Elias, and what do you think about Dream to the Ivy League?
Well,It was quite different from what I thought before. I have a roommate who joined the radio station of our school just a few days before I entered the program. Every day she was almost mad for endless paper to write and wait for someone to admit her work. It scared me, to be honest. But things after I entered this program turned out to be quite different and amazed me. Here's like a big family. Everyone is so friendly and nice.And what excites me most is that I could broadcast by myself, though it was quite odd to hear my voice through earphones. So, let's talk about advantage and disadvantage of joining clubs. As the saying goes, every coin has two sides.
Some individuals maintain an opinion that joining clubs can enrich their college life.First, they think joining school clubs can improve their social skills. What's more worth mentioning is that, through work in organizations, we can make more new friends. However, it also brings its own harmful effects. We can easily observe that it will cause a waste of our study time, even our rest time. In my point of view, taking part in some clubs really do good to our growth. These activities provide us with pleasure and entertainment.Which makes our college life more colorful and more meaningful. What we really need to deal with is to catch the balance between work and study. At last, I would like to say that college life is the important link between students' life and social life. Thus, to make our future better, let's try our best to polish our college life.
Yes, just as I had mentioned before,Joining clubs is a way for us to develop ourselves. As long as we can handle our time properly, after-class activity will bring us no trouble but improvement and happiness.
Good evening, guys. I'm the host, Diane.Today we'll talk about clubs of university. We all hear about some unique clubs in some well-known universities more or less, concluded it into two parts, It could be the elite associations or characteristics one. Which one is better? Today we invite two guests, Rogerio and Sky, to share their quite opposite idea.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Majari. I stand for the former ones. I will illustrate my point as follows. Taking two typical athletes of situations as an example, the Berlin Club in Oxford and the Poseidon Club in Harvard. You may find it weird and outrageous at first. There are extreme strict rules. There are incomprehensible way of celebration. You may call them the rotten class. I should point out one thing. If these clubs are as corrupt as the news relief to us, why have so many distinguished leaders came around these clubs and are proud of this past experience, such as Prime Minister Cameron, President Theodore Roosevelt, and the splendid President Franklin Roosevelt was ashamed of not being admitted into Poseidon among his whole lifetime. Yes, you can only grasp the truth when yourself are stuck between. No matter how the others outside praise or criticize about it, that's my whole point.
Thank you, President Spahr, trustees, President Bollinger. Hello, class of 2012.
There is no straight path from your seat today to where you are going. Don't try to draw that line. You will not just get it wrong. You will miss big opportunities. And I mean big, like the internet.
But if every one of you changed the lives of just 10 people, and each one of those people changed the lives of another 10 people, and another 10, then in five generations, 125 years, the class of 2014...
Okay, thank you. From your introduction, we know more about elite associations, so how about you, Sky?
Hello, everyone. For two kinds of clubs above, I like the last one. Take an example. Magic Society in Harvard and Harry Potter Quidditch Club in Nottingham are popular with many students. In these clubs, students will meet someone with same interest and can bring joy to others. What's more, there are few rules in this kind of club, which benefits to develop students' character. As we all see, there are cosplay clubs in many universities. No matter abroad or domestic, you may be the one that don't understand them or you dislike it. So what? The club has its organization consisted of who like it, who have common topic together, and they don't care if this would make them be a leader or famous one. Just want to devote the youth in what they really enjoyed. That's enough. So I suppose that characteristic club is better.
Thanks, Sky. According to your introduction, your opinion is based more on interest. I approve with it. What we do is what we like. I really appreciated that two guests to bring so wonderful opinions. But we prefer a university having various associations and we have much choice.
Any pain, look what you got. Assessed as a association. We need to work harder this year to recruit some talents for our association.
But it's not easy.
Few people seem to be interested in your association, don't they? Your association must be evaluated below us again this year. But good luck to you guys. Bye!
Oh my god, they are so arrogant, they're so rude.
I decided to do all the things as possible as we can, so we can turn these rival associations down. But if we can't find enough talented members, we will be screwed up.
You are definitely right, but calm down, we'll be fine. We're gonna come through this mess. Hi, are you interested in our Aquarius Association?
Yeah, but I have little experience in chorus. I love music, all kinds of music.
What's your name? Can you read music notes?
Of course I can do that.
It's a good start. We will see you in the audition. Goodbye.
Oh, what about that boy?
I don't know, but we can have a try. Hi here. Hi here. Are you interested in us?
I don't know what I can do. I don't think I can sing well.
We can train you, and you could do some things behind the scene, like editing or search music notes.
The training will occupy a lot of my time, I suppose, and I don't really like behind some things.
Okay, dear, we'll have many opportunities for you to perform. If you work hard enough, you'll catch that chance. We even performed in CCTV and other TV stations.
Will you participate in some national contest? And that could add scores to your study grades.
All right, I'm gonna take your audition.
Well, guys, welcome. Really happy to see you in the audition. College association is quite different from those in high school. College will be the place where your real life begins. And if you ever find your love chorus, this will be the right place for you.
And you're gonna start the audition by singing a song, and we will select the ones we need. Hope you can get admitted tonight. Good luck.
Evening, I'm Joseph. I'm hoping to get this opportunity to become a member of you. And I'm writing you a song today, so hope you can join. Never mind, I have find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I bet I remember you said sometimes it lasts a life, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Okay, everyone, let's call it a day, and we will text you if you are qualified. Please wait for our messages.
It is now my pleasure to ask Dr. Benioff to offer the 2014 commencement address for the University of Southern California. Good morning, Trojans. Well, thank you, Max, for having me here. It is so great to be with you today. What a gorgeous day this is. And thank you, Max, for dressing me as the world's largest commencement penguin. That's also fantastic to be here. And congratulations to this great class of 2014. Congratulations to all of you. I really don't remember my graduation. I kind of remember sitting out there, but it might have been a late night at the 9-0. Probably was. Might have been a late night at my teak fraternity house. It probably was. It might have been many things, but I really don't remember my graduation. People always ask me, I have this great opportunity to speak all over the world. I get to talk to folks mostly about technology audiences. And I'll tell you what they do. They always ask me, because I always tell them I went to USC, of course. They go, well, how did you choose USC? How did you choose USC? And I always tell them, well, it was very simple. My mom went here. My mom went to USC. She started here in 1957, class of 1961. Joel Benioff, stand up right here. Mom knows best. Congratulations to all these parents of graduates of the class of 2014. Congratulations to all these great parents. Congratulations to my mother. You know, I really loved it here at USC. I always loved being here. I always loved being here on this beautiful campus. I always loved the incredible student body. I always loved going out to all various athletic games. I loved being in the fraternity lifestyle. It's fantastic. I love my Marshall School of Business, my entrepreneur program. I loved all the great musical programs and dance programs and all the great things we have at USC that make us so special and unique. And I'll tell you, I love the student body here. I love the diversity of it. I love the meritocracy of it. I love the spirituality of it. I love that at USC, we have more Catholics than at Notre Dame, which I think is a college in the Midwest. Is that right, Max? Now, we have more Jews here than Brandeis. We have more Hindus than any other university in this great country of ours. And there's a lot of people like me who are just grateful to God for this glorious day.
Today, I want to tell a story about Steve Jobs, American inventor, entrepreneur, co-founder of the US Apple. Though he was a well-known person, he just stayed at Reed College for 6 months, which amazed everyone. When he looked back upon this time, he said he had known the value of studying and what to do later. And worse words, he ran out of his family's wealth. He thought he would cross the bridge when he got to it. As every common people, he was terrified when he thought about it later. But he thought it was the best choice. Stopping studying, he devoted more time in what he liked, which created one of the greatest genius of technology. Maybe for most of us, university is the only way to make us better. But we also see the different ways through jobs. What others do is agreed by most people, but we should choose a proper one for ourselves.
My second story is about love and loss. I was lucky. I found what I loved to do early in life. Woz and I started Apple in my parents' garage when I was 20. We worked hard, and in 10 years, Apple had grown from just the two of us in a garage into a $2 billion company with over 4,000 employees. We just released our finest creation, the Macintosh, a year earlier, and I just turned 30. And then I got fired. How can you get fired from a company you started? Well, as Apple grew, we hired someone who I thought was very talented to run the company with me. And for the first year or so, things went well. But then our visions of the future began to diverge, and eventually we had a falling out. When we did, our board of directors sided with him. And so at 30, I was out, and very publicly out. What had been the focus of my entire adult life was gone, and it was devastating. I really didn't know what to do for a few months. I felt that I had let the previous generation of entrepreneurs down, that I had dropped the baton as it was being passed to me. I met with David Packard and Bob Noyce, and tried to apologize for screwing up so badly. I was a very public failure, and I even thought about running away from the valley. But something slowly began to dawn on me. I still loved what I did. The turn of events at Apple had not changed that one bit. I'd been rejected, but I was still in love. And so I decided to start over. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened.
We all know Barack Hussein Obama, who is now the President of the United States. He graduated with a BA from Columbia in 1983. Then he entered Harvard Law School in the late 1988. At the end of his first year, he was selected, based on his grades and the writing competition, as an editor of the Harvard Law Review. And in 1991, he graduated from Harvard. Obama is the first African-American to be nominated by a major American political party for president, and on November 4, 2008, he became the first African-American president in American history. On September 8, 2009, Obama held a speech at Wakefield High School in Arlington, Virginia, which is called Why Should We Go to School? During this speech, Obama told us the reason and the meaning of going to school. Now let's enjoy a clip of that famous speech.
I want to start with the responsibility you have to yourself. Every single one of you has something that you're good at. Every single one of you has something to offer. And you have a responsibility to yourself to discover what that is. That's the opportunity an education can provide. Maybe you could be a great writer, maybe even good enough to write a book or articles in a newspaper, but you might not know it until you write that English paper, that English class paper that's assigned to you. Maybe you could be an innovator or an inventor, maybe even good enough to come up with the next iPhone or the new medicine or vaccine, but you might not know it until you do your project for your science class. Maybe you could be a mayor or a senator or a Supreme Court justice, but you might not know that until you join student government or the debate team. And no matter what you want to do with your life, I guarantee that you'll need an education to do it. You want to be a doctor or a teacher or a police officer? You want to be a nurse or an architect, a lawyer or a member of our military? You're going to need a good education for every single one of those careers. You cannot drop out of school and just drop into a good job. You've got to train for it and work for it and learn for it. And this isn't just important for your own life and your own future. What you make of your education will decide nothing less than the future of this country. The future of America depends on you. What you're learning in school today will determine whether we as a nation can meet our greatest challenges.
Although Obama's term as the president is coming to an end, all the things he has done and all the things he has told us will always exist in our minds. Let's send our best wishes to him and at the same time cherish our college life.
One 个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。